This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Canvas, an online platform used by universities across Colorado, is back online after being attacked last week by hackers. CPR's Haley May reports.
The hacking group Shiny Hunters took credit for the incident impacting more than 9,000 colleges and universities across the globe. Multiple Colorado universities were impacted by the outage on the platform that's used for grades, submissions, and communication between students and teachers. The CU system is encouraging them to find workarounds for end-of-term submissions until the issue's resolved, but university leaders say they do not believe any sensitive student information is at risk. Haley May, CPR News.
After seeing a record number of Coloradans hospitalized with flu earlier this season, overall respiratory illness activity is now low. There are now fewer than 50 Coloradans hospitalized with flu, the same for RSV and COVID-19. Those are the lowest figures since early November. It seems like microplastics are everywhere now. So, are they also in the South Platte River? Denverite's Paolo Chalcita spoke to a PhD candidate testing the urban river.
The term microplastics refers to micro-sized bits of plastic. Anne-Marie Mazral is a PhD candidate at the Colorado School of Mines testing the South Platte River for microplastics. She was out on the river recently taking samples from multiple sites.
We are starting to see more and more research come out about microplastics in our body, potentially affecting different aspects of our health. We also are predicting that they're having a huge impact on ecosystem health as well.
The samples will take several weeks or months to process. But once it's finished, Mazral said the next steps would be to research the impacts to people recreating in the Platte. I'm Paolo Chalcita, Denverite.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.